Getting to Know You questionnaire by Aunt GW. One. Wait. It's not numbered, so ignore the fact that I said one. Okay. Do you think looks are important in a relationship? I think that looks are important to a certain extent. I mean, not in the sense that, wow, he's so hot, I want to date him. Like, not like that. But there is a certain level of attraction that is linked to physicality. But at the same time, it's very subjective, because your physical attractiveness, like, to a certain person, you know, it varies. And it's also then influenced by your personality, the way you carry yourself, the way you express yourself, even the way you perceive yourself and the way they perceive you. It's very, very different. So I think just as long as, if the looks work for you, or if their looks work for them, and I have a certain tendency to get my words scrambled, but just, okay, if the looks work for you, if their looks work for you, and if your looks work for them, it's great. Wow, honestly. I'm usually quite well articulate, but for some reason I'm getting all weird. Yeah. Do you currently play any sports? If so, what? Currently still play a bit of badminton every once in a while, not as often as I'd like. I kind of actually want to get back into playing softball. I really, 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 really liked softball growing up, and I was half decent while in school, but I guess, I mean, but the team sucked, honestly. But maybe I'll get, no, I probably won't, probably get my kid into it when I have kids, when I get married, you know, whatever, in the future. I also run, but that's not really a sport, is it? It's like just running. Are you more like your mum or your dad? I have traits from both parties. I have a lot of negative things that are similar to my dad. This is an absolute dick, honestly. Also have a lot of negative things like my mother, like a temper. I think I'm a little bit more level-headed than her. But the full picture, I think I'm actually more of the black sheep of the family. I think I'm very strikingly different to both of them. But in terms of, like, I don't know, like, if I really had to pick, I think I'm actually more like my dad than my mother, which is really shitty because he's an idiot. Describe your country. Australia is very big, and there's a lot of inhabitable land in the middle. I mean, okay, there are remote communities there, and that's great, but personally for me, I couldn't live there because it's very dry, and I'm very much a city dweller. Technically live in the suburbs, but, you know, specifically where I live, the city is like 20 or so minutes from the ocean. So a lot of major cities in Australia are coastal cities. So, yeah. Okay. Are you a touchy-feely person? Honestly, no. If I can avoid shaking a person's hand when I first meet them, I will avoid. Like, it's like they're infected with some kind of plague, which is an issue because I meet a lot of people. I guess in relationships, I can be touchy-feely, but I'm not the one that initiates it. I can reciprocate, but I just don't initiate unless I'm, you know, in that kind of mood, I guess. Do you still have pictures of you and your ex? No. I actively remove photos from social media, from my phone, from, you know, wherever I would store them after a relationship ends. I'm sure there are still some floating around somewhere that I've missed, but, you know, I make sure I remove them you know, so I don't accidentally stumble upon it and just cry. No, I don't know. Do you daydream often? What about? I daydream a lot. About everything, about anything. I do a lot of exploring, not time travel. I mean, kind of. Like, I time travel in my mind and then create alternate universes, alternate timelines. exploring certain variations of a specific path that I've chosen. If I did this slightly different, how would it affect where I am now? Kind of thing. That kind of, yeah. Are you a virgin? If not, at what age did you lose it? I am not. I lost it. I lost it. No, I lost it 18. I'm probably not going to go into details there. But it was whatever. Have you ever cheated on somebody? No, I would never. I would rather just break up with someone, you know, straight off the bat, if I ever had any feelings for anybody else. Because it just, I don't know, I think it says something about my personal integrity if I were to just blatantly ignore the fact that I'm in a committed relationship and I just go off with someone else. It's just, no, I can't do it. Have you ever been cheated on? Not that I'm aware of, and honestly, if I was aware of it, that person would be dead. Well, not really, but you know. Okay, have you ever made everyone cheat? No. Have you ever made somebody cheat? I don't think so. Hope not. No, I haven't, no. Which of your friends have you known the longest? That I still keep in contact with? Probably, the friend that I lost my virginity to. He did move abroad though, but we still keep in contact. We have this kind of pact that for our birthdays, the thing is, our birthdays are a day apart. His is on the 18th and mine is on the 19th. We have like this thing where we Skype and then we drink together. It's really great. I've known him since early high school. Yeah, like around about like 13, 14, something like that. Yeah, he's a cool guy. I kind of went off at a tangent there. Okay, where am I up to? Okay, have you been kissed under fireworks? No, I think I would be far too busy running away from the fireworks to be kissed. I'm okay. It's not that I'm afraid of fireworks, it's just, fireworks are great. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Okay. Describe your dream vacation. It could go both ways. It's either the Greek island Santorini. It's just really picturesque scenery, great food. It's by the ocean, so I love the water. I'm very much a water type person. I am a waterbender. I would love to go to Santorini and just kind of just relax there. But at the same time, like, I recently went to Japan, and so I personally didn't have enough time in Tokyo, so I kind of want to go back for, like, specifically Tokyo or maybe Osaka or something, just city stuff, because I went a lot around Hokkaido, which is like the northern island, and there was a lot of snow, that's for sure, but it's more like countryside-ish. I would like to do like a kind of immersive city living kind of vacation where you kind of just walk around like you would if you just lived there normally, find like hole in the wall type places to eat, and just immerse yourself in the culture of the country without being so touristy, I guess. So you have any tattoos? I do not. I don't think I'll ever get a tattoo. I don't think I can commit to something like that. I really admire people who can commit to a tattoo, because that's like a really, really long-term commitment. Okay, can you fake an accent? I can. It's not great. It's passable at best, but alright, so I was talking to this person, and he said that if I focus a lot on basically removing the Australian accent and just removing all traces of being Australian in the accent, then it gets like very deliberate with my accent. And he said it actually sounded slightly Midwestern, which is really interesting, because the entire time when I'm focusing on doing an American accent, I'm kind of trying to like focus on being like a very standard American English, which I thought would be like more LA, but apparently not. I guess that's an interesting thing about accents. There are other accents. I mean, things, okay, with the UK accents, like I can differentiate when I listen, but I can't actually mimic. Like if I were to listen to a Yorkshire accent and then a Mancunian, like I can hear the differences, but I can't mimic it. So like every time I do a British accent, it's like, it's really like fake Cockney accent, I guess, or like something around there, or just something really boring and stereotypical. Right, so this is really basically what I would say if I was British, I guess. But I don't really know what I'm actually talking about, because the thing is, I've actually run out of things to ramble on about. I feel like I should have like some kind of story prepared every time I try and put on an accent. So I was actually shopping the other day, and I bought some candles. And they're not scented, because scented candles are absolutely ridiculously expensive. And I bought these candles. Okay, I've completely lost it. I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore. Okay, whatever. Okay, do you still talk to any of your exes? Yes. Not, like, regularly. I don't make it a thing to talk to them, though, usually. Do you have a nickname? What is it? I don't really have any nicknames. Not any of them that have stuck. There is a nickname that isn't in English, but translated loosely, it means golden-headed needle. Actually, it's like a golden butt needle, but like golden-ended needle, what a golden butt needle. Okay, so let's just say, because my name means gold, and it also means needle or pin. Do you think you're cute? I honestly don't identify with being cute. I think I'm... Okay, despite the fact of how awkward I sound in my recording sometimes, I think I'm actually more cool. I think... Actually, no, my friends associate me with cynicism. I think I can do cute things. Okay, I'm cute when I'm in a relationship. I know that, definitely. I act cute. Cuter. I don't know. I'm not sure. Whatever. Cats or dogs? Oh. Okay, I am an animal lover, so I think I love cats and dogs. Okay, animal lover minus fish. Yeah, but actually, no. If I had to choose, it would be cats. Cats are just so adorable, and I just like their personalities, and it's just, yeah, I just really like cats, and yeah, cats are great. I want a cat. Yeah. Are you an optimist or pessimist? I'm both, at varying times, I guess. I'm stammering almost. generally speaking, I am a realist. And I know that's like, oh, what does that even mean? I understand the way the world works, and I'm very rational about it. And while I can project this optimism in a lot of cases, I am very much very hyper-rational when it comes to, you know, doing things. Like, I don't expect to get the very best unless I know that I'm going to be doing the very best and I'm going to get the very best. I don't expect any more than I know that I'm going to achieve. So I guess in a sense that it's just really obvious what I do and what the results will be, kind of, I guess. I was more of a pessimist during high school, definitely. And I still have, like, a lot of pessimistic moments, but I don't know, I think I just manage with, like, rationalizing everything and intellectualizing? Is that a word? I'm pretty sure it's a word. It's like a defense mechanism. I'm there. That's all I can say at the moment, honestly. I sound like really weird and I have no idea, and I think I've gone like way too long. So I'm gonna stop talking because, yeah. So this has been Kempt, K-K-E-M-T, and thank you for listening. We shall end this and reconvene at another convenient time. Bye.